Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
It's time to go again to the Moment of Science mailbag.
A listener writes, "Dear Amos, why can some people learn a new language easily, but others struggle?"
Good question. How many languages do you speak, Ayel?
4.
Really?
Yep. English, Canadian, British, and Australian?
Ha ha, very funny.
Sorry, but really, I'm terrible at languages. But I have a friend who speaks like 5. She'll travel someplace, and within a few weeks, it seems, she's asking for directions and having conversations in a completely new language.
That could be because she has a large Heschel's gyrus.
What?
Heschel's gyrus. It's a brain structure about the size of a finger, one in the brain's left side, one in the right. And scientists think that the bigger your left Heschel's gyrus, the greater your chances of being good at learning languages.
Huh. Is that because the Heschel's gyrus plays an important role in how the brain processes language or something?
Actually, no. Heschel's gyrus is usually associated with the basics of sound processing, like pitch and volume, but it's not directly connected to speech.
But wait, are you saying that if I happen to have a small left Heschel's gyrus, I can't learn a new language?
Not at all. It might just mean that you learn languages differently. And sure, it could mean that you don't learn new languages as easily as someone with a larger Heschel's gyrus, but you can still learn.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Patrick Wong at Northwestern University. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.